I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 18th. There are 25 new Quincy police officers on the force. The new officers were sworn in during a ceremony at City Hall on Friday afternoon. Six of the new officers have already completed their training and will begin 2 months of field training before patrolling the streets of Quincy. The 19 other officers are headed to the police academy for 7 months of training. 10 will go to the academy in Plymouth, and 9 will head to the Randolph Police Academy in September. The new officers come from police departments and surrounding communities, the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, and the UMass Police Department. Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan said the department has grown from 142 to 180 patrol officers over the past 15 years. Opponents of the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth are claiming a victory in their efforts to get that facility shut down. The Four River residents against the compressor station say the State Department of Environmental Protection has asked the state to reconsider the waterways permit that was granted to Enbridge Energy. Opponents say they successfully argued that the compressor station did not need to be built at that location. The opponents say the ruling is a major victory for their group, and they thanked Jane Rothschild of the DEP for her ruling. Opponents are vowing to continue their efforts to convince the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to shut the compressor station down, claiming it poses a health and safety risk to the entire Four River Basin. Quincy, Braintree, and Hingham officials continue to oppose the facility. Weymouth accepted a $10 million payment from Enbridge Energy in exchange for ceasing all legal opposition to the plant. The owner of a Quincy-based mental health and addiction treatment service was sentenced to 3 to 4 years in state prison after pleading guilty to defrauding public and private insurance companies, including the state's Medicaid program. 48-year-old Nicole Cazimatis of Quincy, the owner of Fortitude Counseling and Recovery Center in North Quincy, pleaded guilty in Norfolk Superior Court to 3 counts of larceny over $1,200, 2 counts of filing a false health care claim, and 2 counts of filing false Medicaid claims. The judge ordered her to serve 3 to 4 years in state prison, followed by 3 years of probation, with conditions that she pay restitution, not work for a mass health provider, and not bill the state for any services. She must also stay in Massachusetts and forfeit any passports, stay away from and have no contact with named witnesses. The restitution amount has not been determined. In November of last year, Cazimatis was arrested and arraigned on charges of defrauding MassHealth of nearly $500,000. By billing for substance use disorder and other mental health services she did not perform. Prosecutors say she also billed for services not rendered by licensed or supervised Fortitude employees and for services under the name and number of providers who no longer work for her. And then in January of this year, she was arraigned on additional charges of filing false Medicare claims, getting paid about $44,000. Prosecutors say she used the money for personal travel, Disney trips, Red Sox games, baseball camps for her children, weight loss services, and even to post bail for her prior criminal charges. Quincy police issuing a warning about a possible chimney repair scam. Police have released a photo of a man they say is a white male about 30 to 40 years old with a thick Irish brogue. Police say the man may be driving a white pickup truck with Florida plates. Anybody with information about the suspect is asked to contact Quincy Police Detective Jimmy Chen at 617-745-5766. U.S. Marine Sergeant Matthew Partica passed away while on active duty at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, according to a statement by Hingham officials. Partica, who died on July 3rd, moved to Hingham in 2000 and was a 2015 graduate of Hingham High School. According to town officials, Partica's body will be returning to Hingham today following plainside honors. The hearse will travel south from Logan Airport before exiting at Derby Street. From there, the procession will travel to Whiting Street before ending on Pond Street. Town officials are asking residents along the procession to silently stand in respect. Partaka will be waked at the Resurrection Church in Hingham tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made in honor of Partaka to any of the charities found on the Downing Cottage Funeral Chapel website. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are up. The Dow rose 658 points. The NASDAQ was up 201. The S&P added 72. Shares were higher in Asia. The dollar slipped. The euro rose. Oil at just under $100 a barrel. Sports. Yankees trounced the Red Sox 13-2. Boston's off now until Friday when they open a series at Fenway against Toronto at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Hazy, warm, and humid today with evening thunderstorms, high of 83. Tonight, a low 70. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, high 91. Hot and very humid on Wednesday, high of 94. Maybe some storms Thursday, hot and humid, high 92. The boater waves about a foot, light southerly winds, high tide right after 4 p.m. Sunrise, 5:23, set at 8:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 18th.